Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. The hymn 174, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension at this special service. It is so good we have been able to resume in-church worship in advance of Christmas. The format will be a little different this year for obvious reasons. In place of the customary nativity, we have this Christingle service, often associated with young people, but in actual fact, very much an all-age occasion, going back to its original foundations, about which I'll say something later. welcome those of you who are visitors, and in particular, if I could mention, Mrs. Yvonne Woods, who has been coming to this service over many years now. She is a member of our neighbouring church of Legacurry, and also from NSPCC, Michelle Duffy and Katie Sloan. I understand this is both their first visit to our church, but they are very, very welcome. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. With light comes power to see, the power to grow, the power to live." Today we thank God for his blessings, and we pray that we may bring the light of Jesus into the lives of us, his children, and that we may have the power to see him more clearly, the power to grow more like him, and the power to live in his love. But firstly, we remember the many times that we have let Jesus down and fallen short of the standard he has set us. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Please be seated.
Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by the prophet Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of the death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks be to God.
The carol, "Come and join the celebration." Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Jubilation. There's a newborn king today. See the shepherds hurry down to Bethlehem. Gaze in wonder at the Son of God who lies before them. Come and join the
the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation. There's a newborn king today. Wise men journey, led to worship by a star. Precious gifts from lands afar, so come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation. There's a newborn king today. God is with us. Round the world the message bring. He is with us. Welcome all the worlds on earth are pealing. Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation.
St. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Thanks be to God.
The Christingle hymn, "It's rounded like a knowledge, this earth on which we stand." It's rounded like a earth on which we stand, and we praise the God who holds it in the hollow of his hand. So, Father, we would thank you for all that you have done and for all that you have given us through the coming of your Son. The darkest night, and these candles tell how Jesus came to bring a dark world light. So, Father,
Father, we will thank you for all that you have done and for all that you have given us through the coming of your Son. The ribbon round the orange reminds us of the cost, how the shepherd strong and gentle gave his life to save the lost. So, Father, we would thank you for all that you have done and for all that you have given us through the coming of your Son. Four seasons with their harvest supply the food we need, and we praise the God, the harvest, that can make us rich indeed. So, Father, we will thank you for all that you have done and for all that you have given us through the coming of your Son.
God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's lovely in church this morning that we are surrounded by so many different representations of light. Candlelight, something we very much associate with this time of year. The Christmas tree lights, interspersed, of course, with the regular lighting here in church. And in addition, this morning, we have Christingles. Christingle literally means Christ's light, and is a symbol of the Christian faith, the faith we profess. For many years, churches all over the world have made Christingles to remind them that Christ is the light who came into the world at Christmas. And that Christingle orange represents the world. John reminds us that Jesus was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. So the orange represents the world that didn't recognize Jesus. And the red ribbon in the center represents the blood of Jesus, which was shed for us so that our sins may be forgiven. Again, as the writer of the first letter of John put it, "But if we talk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from every sin. Or if I can put it another way, with the help of one of our most famous hymn writers, Mrs. Cecil Alexander, who wrote so many hymns in the late 19th century. Two of the best known, Once in Royal David City, which we associate very much with Christmas, and There Is a Green Hill Far Away, which we associate with Good Friday. And a line from each of those hymns brings together the very point I'm trying to make here, representing the blood of Jesus with his birth. And the line from the Christmas hymn is, "He came down to earth from heaven." And the line from the Good Friday hymn, "That we might go at last to heaven." And then the fruits and the sweets on the four skewers represent God's gifts to us. The fruits of the earth and the four seasons. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So we find written in the book Genesis, the first book of the Bible. So the lighted candle pushed into the center of the orange represents Christ, the light of the world. Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world, but whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Christingle originated from the Moravian Church in Germany and was established there many hundreds of years ago in 1467. And it was used in a service in Marienborn on Germany in 1747. It wasn't until 1968, long before you young people were born, but within the living memory of many of us who are a bit older here today, it's not that long ago really that the service was introduced to the Church of England and in due course followed into the Church of Ireland. Now, these lovely Christingles, they have a very nice tea light on them. In past days, there would have been a candle there, but for safety reasons, we don't do that anymore. But I can recall when there was a candle was there. Underneath it, there used to be a piece of foil, a small little piece of tin foil, probably covering a small piece of cardboard. This is where the world of the orange and of the candle, whether it's a traditional candle or a more contemporary one, come together. It's at the join, the interface, the place where they meet. We're reminded that the foil, when the traditional candles were used, is a good representation of us as Christians. We too stand at the interface of Christ and the world, the place where Christ and the world come together. We are one of the ways in which Jesus comes into contact with the world and the world comes into contact with him. And sometimes, just like being pushed into a juicy orange, it can be a bit messy and we perhaps get involved in situations we would be better not getting involved in, But we have the option of being and doing what and who Christ would have us do. And as we stand for the way of Jesus in a world which is so often going, it seems, in the wrong direction. The foil was there to catch the drips of the lighted candle, to look after the drips of the world, to look after the things of the world for which God has given his people the responsibility, his creation. The foil has another function too. It would reflect the candlelight. And just as we are called to reflect the light of Christ, if the foil was a perfectly flat mirror, then it would reflect the light perfectly. But it is not. More often than not, it would have been a bit crumpled. As humans, we're not perfect. We're a bit crumpled. And the image of Christ we reflect may not always be perfect in the way that we'd wish. But we are created in God's image, and we reflect the glory of his Son, Jesus. Not only are we created in his image to reflect his glory, but being continually transformed, changed by the same glory into his likeness, as we reflect more and more of his image into the world, we become more like him. And the more we do it, the better we get. Doing it, as John the Baptist would say, in the here and now, not in the future to come. The kingdom of God is near at hand, not far away in the future. We are his kingdom. We are called to reflect it in our lives. The others may see the light if Christ in us and be drawn to him, a light which we reflect in our lives this Christmas and all the year through. Amen. Would you please stand, and if you would hold your Christingles. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. A town that stands upon a hill cannot be hidden. When a light is lit, it is not put under a meal tub, but on a lampstand, where it gives light to everyone in the house." We, like the lamp, will shed our light among many people, so that when we see the good that we do, they may give praise to God, our Father in heaven. Jesus is the light of the world and the light of our lives. Please be seated. And as we are seated, we sing, "Jesus bids us shine."
Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. In a world of darkness, so we must shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine. us shine, first of all for him. Well he sees and knows it, if our light is dim. He looks down from heaven to see us shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, then for all around. Many kinds of darkness in this world abound. Sin and want and sorrow, so we must shine. Small corner, and I in mine.
As we extinguish the Christingles, may the light of love remain. So may we share in the light and joy of fellowship in Christ. God bless us all. This, boys and girls, is where in other years you would have brought your gifts and put them under the tree, and they would go later to a boy or girl not in the fortunate position that you are, and therefore mightn't otherwise have presents to open at Christmas. Now, for the reasons of health safety, I'll not be asking you to bring your presents and put them under the tree this year. They will be gathered up as you leave church this morning and passed on by NSPCC, the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. But symbolically, let us now offer our gifts, your gifts and those of other parishioners, as we say together, Loving Father, we remember those boys and girls who do not have the things that make us happy, especially children who do not have homes, all children in hospital, and all whose parents are sick. May the gifts we offer today help to make them happy again, through the help of your grace and power given to the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hi, my name is Katie Sloan and I'm here with Michelle. And as I'm sure you know, we both work for the NSPCC. And I just want to take this chance to thank you so much for welcoming us into your beautiful church this morning. And an even bigger thank you for all of the gifts that you have donated this year. Me and Michelle know from previous years, seeing what good these gifts do to so many families and children that we work with, it makes all the difference and is such a blessing to these families and young people. And for that, we really, really thank you, because it really, especially after such a crazy year that 2020 has been for everybody, it's been a very difficult year for so many who are not fortunate. So thank you so much again for your generosity, and I hope you all have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The collection this morning will not be taken during the following carol, but it is in favour, it's the loose collection of NSPCC, and may be put in the basket as you leave church this morning. The carol, Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Good King Wenceslas looked out
on the feast of Stephen, where the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou knowest it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what is dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly cairns underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together. Through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather, sire, the night is darker now, and the vows go stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how I can go. Footsteps, good my page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou wilt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. It was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, shall not the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that, as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending day upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship give you glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together here today. We remember and thank you for the birth of your Son, who came to be the light of the world. May our lives always reflect that light by living out your will for us and becoming better boys and girls and serving you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go in peace. The wisdom of the wonderful Counselor guide you. The strength of the mighty God defend you. The love of the everlasting Father enfold you. And the peace of the Prince of Peace be upon you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. As this service draws to a close, may I thank a number of people for their input into the service, because it would be rather amiss if I didn't. First of all, to our Sunday school teachers, Jackie, Jill, and Heather, who have been very involved behind the scenes, not least in putting together and making those beautifully crafted Christingles. Thank you to Hilary for playing the organ for us. The church wardens, who again were working hard behind the scenes, making sure that the church was available for our use today after the lockdown. To Barbara Oliver, who was spearheading the decoration of the church for today. We are very grateful, one and all. But particular thanks to those of you who have given gifts for others, which have been very graciously received today by NSPCC, and we're delighted to have their representatives here. The latest parish magazine is now in the post and should be with you, if not tomorrow, then in coming days, but I do hope tomorrow. And similarly, the gift day envelopes have now been posted to parishioners. Can I also thank once again those who gave items for the food bank. Your generosity to this morning's appeal and to that one is much appreciated. Services next Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Advent, and Sunday before Christmas. There will not be a service at 10 o'clock next Sunday. However, there will be an early communion service. This is a service which is very faithfully attended by a number of people, but since the pandemic restrictions, we have been unable to have this. But next Sunday, for those who like that service, and maybe others who in present circumstances would prefer quieter said service, there will be a Holy Communion next Sunday at 9:30, not 8:30, at 9:30. For anyone interested in that, because it won't be practical or possible to have an early communion on Christmas Day this year. So I will do it on Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas, at the different time of 9:30. And the traditional service of Nine Lessons and Carols, that will be following a somewhat different format this year, because obviously our choir in present circumstances can't sing together. Similarly, the school choir, for much the same reasons, are unable to be with us this year. However, at 3 o'clock next Sunday, we will have a congregational carol service, which I hope will be of interest to you all and will attract your support. with the services next Sunday, once again, please, the 9:30 communion or the 3 o'clock carol service, please do inform the church wardens if you wish to be present. And next Sunday, the loose collection will be in favour of the Dean of Belfast's Christmas sit-out for charities. And this morning's loose collection, as I've already indicated, is in favour of NSPCC. Following the singing of this Christmas carol, as always, do please wait to be alerted by the wardens or someone appointed by them so that we can get out on order. But there is a special visitor due, who I know will want to see the young people in our midst as they leave this morning. At the end of the hymn, I'll just check that he's there. The recessional carol, "When the Crimson Sun Had Set, Sinking Neath the Frosty Plain."
When the crimson sun had set, sinking neath the frosty plain, on a bright and cold midnight, broke the glad angelic strain.
Oh.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.